stay at a friend's house, kind of unexpected, like the other friend that I normally stay with was gone for the weekend, and I knew the Lord would provide something, and on the way home, a way was made, and so I was able to enjoy a pleasant evening with some dear friends, and tonight as well, and so it was unexpected, and so it was surprises are always nice. And I'm grateful to God for all the times that friends are available. People say, well, you want to, Andrew, you have so many friends you can stay with. All my friends that I normally stay with weren't home. So I was grateful to God. I told him, just sometime before it's time to go to bed, please provide someplace, some friend that I hadn't expected. And so after that good night's sleep and a great breakfast time, and it was a Spanish home, so I got to eat some Peruvian food. And it was like going home again, because some of the stuff that they brought back from Peru recently reminded me of the years that we lived there, and God was good. This morning, we have some stories, we have some illustrations, some lessons, and a decision to make. I heard a story one time about five frogs that were sitting on the log. Four of them decided to jump in. And the question was asked, how many were left? Natural answer, one frog was left. But the answer really is five frogs remain. There's a big difference between deciding and doing. And that's how we humans are. It's easy to hear. It's easy to decide. I know a friend of mine, he feels so good when they have a committee meeting and they decide to do things. The problem is doing it, not deciding. And so many of us are faced with the decision of feeling impressed by God to do something and actually deciding that someday we will do it. The question is when will that happen? And this morning, I want to illustrate what happens when somebody does decide to step out. And it's some of the most scariest things, like jumping off of a cliff and you don't see the bottom. My wife was telling me one day, some friends came up to her and said, you know what you all just did? You've gone out way out on the limb and the limb is going to break off. And immediately the verse came to her mind, but underneath are the everlasting arms. And that's exactly what we've experienced. So I hope that this morning, as we discuss some of these things, inexhaustible resources. It's a philosophy that few of us live by. There's two types of philosophies about money. There's a philosophy, the concept that we have is called the scarcity philosophy. Do you live your life like the money's going to run out? The scarcity philosophy says, be careful, put aside, stack up for the future. Whatever you do, don't spend all of what you have because you need some to take care of yourself for later. The abundance philosophy, on the other hand, says there's plenty out there. Go forward, use what you have. God will provide more. What kind of personalities have a lot to do with the way we look at things, too? Do you have a scarcity concept of life or an abundance concept of life? How do you run your personal finances? Somebody has a need, do you just open your door and share? Or do you reserve just in case? Think of yourself as being on a Titanic. The Titanic is sinking, and you know it's going to sink, and you just happen to have locked up in your stateroom 10 life jackets, and you're only one. And you could say, well, I better not throw all the life jackets out. I might be left without any if I open a door and everybody grabs one. So you keep your 10, and at the very last moment, you run to your stateroom to grab your 10, and you find out the key's jammed. You don't even get you don't get a life jacket. When you had time to open a door and share your life jackets, you could have still gotten one for yourself. But at the last moment, in the emergency of the moment, you realize you can't even access your 10 life jackets that you had saved up for yourself. And unfortunately, most of us are going to find that's exactly the case as we reach near the end of time. What you have now to share, you can share freely. When the time comes for the emergency, you may find your resources unavailable to you. In a union down in South America, the union and the division had in a special bank account $1.4 million.